A housing and healthcare site will replace Castlegar's Pioneer Arena after the provincial government announced March 22 it would fund the project. The funding will go to Luma Native Housing Society, which will serve as operator for the housing component of the new building to be constructed at 925 Columbia Avenue. Current plans call for a four-story mixed-use building with medical and paramedical offices on the bottom floor and up to 68 non-market housing units on the upper floors. Like most communities, Castlegar is in a housing crisis, and we need an additional 464 housing units to meet the growing demand for smaller, more affordable housing units suitable for seniors, young families, and those finding it difficult to enter the housing market, said Castlegar Mayor Maria McFadden in a statement. This support is great news for Castlegar and helps the city deliver council's strategic priority of creating a future with affordable homes for all. The project will be built on city-owned land at the site of the Pioneer Arena. The closure of the 65-year-old arena has been imminent since 2016, when the Regional District of Central Kootenay identified that it was nearing its end of life. In a news release following the provincial announcement, the city said it was an appropriate time to consider possible opportunities for the land to meet Castlegar's growth. With housing a major priority for the city, it entered into a memorandum of understanding for the project in late 2023 with a goal of improving team-based healthcare and creating new non-market housing units. The MO includes the City of Castlegar, the Regional District of Central Kootenay, Castlegar Physicians, Healthcare Administration Provider Prima Health Cooperative and Commercial Real Estate Manager Axis Projects. The Community Housing Fund, CHF, was created to increase the supply of purpose-built rental units for low- to middle-income families. Under the CHF program, residents of at least 70% of the units pay rent geared to income, where rent is generally based on 30% of household income. This includes 20% of units for residents with very low incomes, such as those receiving income or disability assistance. The remaining 30% of units are available at or below market rents for households with moderate incomes. With the housing component of the project now a reality, the city says it will work with the project team to determine a timeline for construction. Depending on the expected start date, the Pioneer Arena may not reopen for the 2024-25 season, said the city. The Regional District of Central Kootenay will continue working with ICE user groups to identify options to ensure they have ample time to prepare if that is the case. The City of Castlegar says it would like to acknowledge the generous financial contribution from the provincial government, through BC Housing, to make this important project a reality. Related. Castlegar Council tells Pioneer Arena supporters project is moving forward. Castlegar over halfway to meeting 2026 housing targets.